Have you ever had a pet? Yes? No? Well, have you ever had an unusual pet? Like a pet stone? There are plenty of things to do with a pet stone. You can feed it rock cakes, take it to see the Rolling Stones' final comeback tour, and if you ever get bored with it, you could always make stone soup.
Greetings, Mr. B.
Oh, yeah. You must be Dan.
Yeah, Dan. Dan the Dangerous Man. That's me.
So then, Mr. Dangerous, I take it you still run the flower arranging sessions at the Women's Guild?
Yeah, I drag up every Monday and Thursday morning. What's that?
What's what? Oh, it's a beetroot. What's that doing on my desk?
Maybe it's a present from the missus.
Your missus or mine?
Yours? It's for the time when you said you'd beetroot to her.
Oh, good grief.
No! Don't eat it!
Of course not. Who the heck eats raw beetroots?
No, I mean, don't eat it, because it's my pet.
Your pet beetroot?
Yeah, I'm training it to walk and run and jump through hoops and everything.
Oh, I think I'm going to have to call the funny farm.
What? Really, Mr. B?
Yes. Hello? Is that the funny farm?
Oh, isn't you a little cutie beetrooty? Coochie, coochie, coo.
Yes, it's my work colleague. I'm afraid he's gotten into the habit of talking to strange beetroots.
There, you see? It moved.
Oh, the beetroot moved, apparently.
Oh, yes! Look, it's got little sparrow legs. How cute!
My pride and joy.
Oh, and it twitters like a bird too?
Yes, it always keeps me updated on social networking sites. Pity it has nothing much to say, only, "Morning world, I am a beetroot. Will you beetroot to me? Lol."
What? You'll be round straight away? Oh, good.
Enter.
We are the men in white coats. Which one of you is Dr. Strangeglove?
He is!
No, actually, it is me. I am Strangeglove. I have a pet beetroot.
Okay, men. Grab him.
Get off me! Come on in, I love you!
Okay, he's coming round. I think he's going to be okay.
That's a tenner you owe me, Dan.
Damn it!
What happened? Where the dickens am I?
Dr. S, would you like to tell him or shall I?
Oh, allow me with the greatest of pleasure. Mr. B, congratulations! You've made it!
What do you mean, made it?
Welcome to the funny farm!
Oh, no!
Oh, yes, Mr. B. It seems that your plan to have me carted away by the men in white coats has backfired on you somewhat. Now we have all been sent to the funny farm, which is, as you might well imagine it to be, an actual farm where you send your loony animals. Oh, and people.
What? Oh, no!
Yep, you're stuck with us now. Me and him and...
And my pet beetroot! Oh, isn't you a cutie pie? Ooh, pee you!
Something the matter, Dr. S?
Oh, yes, Dan. My pet beetroot stinks.
Then give it a bath.
I'm sorry, I cannot do that.
Why not?
I've only got one, and I need to use it myself, once every 6 months. And anyway, besides, there's a cow living under it.
Oh, no, now you've mentioned a cow, the loony cow, is now attracted to me. It's... Oh, it's licking me.
Not to worry, Mr. B. Every animal on the funny farm is not contagious. You won't catch cowpox. Oh no, Mr. B, you've caught cowpox.
What? What the ex-cowpox?
I was wondering when someone would ask that. It's a bit like your chicken pox, but bigger. It's much, much worse and, cow-like.
So what's going to happen to me?
You start becoming more cow-like.
Oh no, it's started already!
Oh no! Strange things are happening, Dr. S.
Yes, Dan. You know, it's such a shame that Colin Ramsbottom isn't with us anymore.
Really?
Yeah, then he could have contracted the deadly cowpox virus instead of Mr. B. Shh!
What?
I'm on the horns of a dilemma, Mr. B. It's time for you to face the music. It's in my diary. I mean, diary. Yeah, cowpox. Symptoms. It's written down here in black and white.
Moo.
So, what is the cow? I mean, cure.
I don't know, it doesn't say the cure. Only the symptoms. And the symptoms are... 1. You become more cow-like. 2. That's it. You're now a cow. Good luck and forever.
We are not amused.
Oh, look! How strange!
What is it now, Moo?
My pet beetroot is multiplying.
How come?
Whilst we were busy gasbagging, the baby beetroot has been splashing about in the water trough. It's gotten wet, and now it is legion.
Moo, somebody get me out of here.
Well, I love it. Pet beetroots, everyone can have one. It'll be like the pet that doesn't need feeding.
Careful, they stay in your clothes.
What about me, Moo? You can't leave me like this.
Why not? The price of milk's gone up. You can make us a fortune.
Sorry, Mr. B, but we prefer you as a cow.
I'll get you both for this, Moo.
Watch the little pet beetroots jump in and out of the hoops. Isn't it cute?